going to turn now to where Ukraine's uprising began, Kiev's Independence Square. At the time, ex-heavyweight boxing champ Vitali Klitschko was seen by many as the unofficial opposition leader. Now Klitschko has been elected Kiev's mayor, and he's trying to clean up the square and return the capital city to normal. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, he is not having an easy time of it.
Shortly after being elected mayor of Kiev, Vitali Klitschko came to the city hall building on the edge of Independence Square, which since the uprising is known simply as the Square or Maidan. He asked a small group, mainly city employees, to pass the word that it's time for the Maidan to return to normal, to show that Ukraine's capital is back in business.
Today, we need to get back to work for this city. We have to hold meetings to make decisions. I would like to address each of you to make sure you understand this need.
Out on the square, still crowded with tents, barricades, and wood fires, reactions to Klitschko's call have been mixed. Mykola Kalina, a member of the so-called self-defense forces who fought security forces loyal to former President Viktor Yanukovych, doesn't seem worried by the prospect of the tents coming down. He says everything should remain in place until Petro Poroshenko appears in the square as the new president on June 7th.
We'll leave everything in place until Poroshenko appears. After Inauguration Day, most of the demands of the Maidan will have been met, and then we can just clean everything up.
But others, including hardline nationalist groups such as Right Sector, want everyone to know they won't be going quietly. A dump truck raises its bed in the Maidan, spilling yet another load of used tires onto the square to join the thousands already there. Nationalists in tattered fatigues video the event to send the message that as far as they're concerned, no one should be going anywhere just yet. Although everyone seems to cite the demands of the Maidan, referring to the calls for reform that drove the uprising, no one can say what those demands are precisely. But both activists and ordinary Ukrainians are reluctant to see this place return to normal until they're sure the new government has gotten the message that the old corrupt ways of doing business are no longer acceptable. Tamara Shvets says Klitschko has barely assumed office and has no business ordering everyone to clear away from the Maidan. The people will know, she says, when it's time to pack up the tents. As someone reinforces a tent post nearby, Tamara points out a tall metal flagpole. At the base of the pole is a picture of her husband, Viktor, shot and killed at the height of the bloodshed here. The picture is inscribed, "From his wife, daughter, and granddaughter." All along the street above the square, walls, trees, and patches of ground are adorned with such memorials, each one on the spot where someone was killed. More than 3 months after the worst of the violence, people still come here each day to leave flowers or a poem, to take pictures, or simply stand in silence. As city crews begin the task of cleaning up the Maidan, it's likely these homemade shrines will remain, at least for a while, to remind the new government to remain on the path to reform, mindful of the price Ukrainians paid to come this far. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.